Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The whole purpose of buying the boat in the first place was to get the ladies nice and tipsy topside so we can take them to a nice, comfortable place below deck and, you know, they can't refuse because of the implication.
Okay. You had me going there for the first part. The second half kind of threw me.
Well, dude, think about it. She's out in the middle of nowhere with some dude she barely knows. You know, she looks around her. What does she see? Nothing but open ocean. There's nowhere for me to run. What am I going to do? Say no?
Okay, that seems really dark.
No, it's not dark. You're misunderstanding me, bro.
I think I am.
Yeah, you are. Because if the girl said no, then the answer obviously is no.
No.
But the thing is she's not going to say no. She would never say no because of the implication.
That sounds an awful lot like rape.
Yeah, that's from Always Sunny. And it's an appropriate pull for by Tyler on that one.
Yep.
Considering the story we just told.
Okay, so Art, you can shut up, because Tyler brought that to the table this morning. It's Always Sunny. And why are you and Art having beef?
I don't know.
Why do you two got beef?
Art just doesn't appreciate what Tyler brings to Raheel and Dell, and he likes to make comments about it. And I told Art, we're a show that we tell people when we have issues with them. So Art used to just send it to myself and Raheel. And we said, Art, just at Tyler. You know what a Twitter handle is. If you got a problem with him, let him know. Now Tyler has muted or blocked Art.
So you did?
He doesn't see what Art says.
I muted him, yeah, so I definitely don't see
what
he is.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do, too. I muted three or four people. I just don't need any negativity in my life.
No, you like to cause enough yourself. Yeah. You don't need people adding.
No, right. I'm sure a bunch of people have muted me, okay? I'm positive. Why wouldn't you? Everyone should mute me.
It's my one dream in life. I just can't find a way to get it done. It's part of my job to have to hear what you say.
Well, right. Don't you wish that as a producer you could mute me?
Oh, there are times when I know there's nothing I want to add, I just turn you down and just wait.
Watch and get on the internet?
You just go to YouTube and find stuff. Just find clips. And then when I think it's an appropriate time, I turn you back up, like when we're about to go to break.
Right. So apparently, did you see Patrick Beverly's mom? We talked about it a little bit earlier. She won two cars and a trip to Madagascar on The Price is Right. And when she hit the $1 on the big wheel spin, I think a dude died. Did you see him?
He did. Like, I guess he was really confident he was going to win, and she stole his dreams away from him.
She hit the $1. She looks young, Pat's mom.
Yeah, I don't know her age, but yeah, she does look young, and I wonder what she's going to do with those economy cars, because I assume Pat has hooked her up.
Yeah.
Does she donate them to American Cars for Kids? What does she do with them?
And all I know about Madagascar is the movie.
Yeah, and they're not talking animals in the real country.
There aren't?
No.
Are you sure?
No, there's not a talking...
Well, then why would I want to go there?
Well, that is a question. What is in Madagascar?
I have no idea. What is in Madagascar? Is it a jungle or I don't know?
Are we going on safari?
Is it a safari?
I imagine they have resort places and it's on the water.
Oh.
Like it's an island, so they have to have resort places.
Well, I would think. That's all I know is that there's talking animals on there.
The only thing I know about Madagascar is they're known for vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah. There's Madagascar vanilla. That's a big thing.
Does Ben and Jerry's have this?
I'm sure they do.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they don't. I've never heard of it before. So if Ben and Jerry's doesn't have it, then I don't think it really exists.
And the clip, Patrick Beverly's mom's currently on ESPN right now, and she wore a shirt on The Price is Right that said NBA mom. So if you did not know her son played in the NBA, she was going to let you know about it.
Why wouldn't she have Beverly on the back?
She might.
She might.
It has NBA mom with the Clippers logo on it, so she just wants you all to know. And there's a clip of the guy falling over after she got the $1. And $1,000. Not only did she win the showcase. She won $1,000 for getting the dollar. So she
paid off big for her.
Yeah,
thank God. Because I was worried about the Beverlys and their money.
Yeah, considering what he's been paid over his NBA career, I was worried that they were going
to
struggle.
She won two cars, a trip to Madagascar, and another $1,000, and it's only worth $41,000?
Well, the economy cars, John. Look at those cars.
They're this economy?
They're not worth much.
No, that wasn't worth much, that black one.
No.
No. You know what? Yeah, just donate that to, well, I don't know, probably, like, does Pat have a little sister?
Maybe, you know, maybe, you didn't, maybe he didn't want to buy her a car.
Little whiny sister that was on that 2013
trip. No, we don't know that Patrick Beverley's sister is a Redskins cheerleader or former Redskins cheerleader.
But a lot of people are agreeing with me.
That's surprising that people would side with
on
you.
On this. Ugh, women are the worst. Yeah. I don't want to go on a trip. I don't want to be an escort. Blah, blah.
That whole implication thing. There's an implication.
Listen, they got a free trip and free drinks. Is that not enough?
I'm not a Redskins cheerleader, John. I don't know what they were expecting out of the trip. Maybe some respect?
Yeah. Absolute whiny biznotches.
Oof. That's something.
Look at it. It's guy after guy agrees with me.
Like I said, I'm surprised that people who have listened to you for 20-plus years are agreeing with you on this and following your lead.
Cody says, never been offered a free vacation my entire life. I also have a unit, I think there might be some correlation.
I do. I mean, it's probably would be considered something I shouldn't do, but I do. I would like to poll the women who work here and ask them how much free stuff they've been offered. Like, does that go across all backgrounds? No matter who you are as a woman, you have been offered free stuff because, you know, you have a vagina.
Ooh, that's aggressive, but the kid's almost in school.
Wait a minute. We started the show with stinky booty.
That's the medical term.
No, it's not.
I just think, yes.
Yeah, vagina is actually a medical term.
Stinky booty is.
No, vagina is a medical term. Not what you said earlier.
Okay. I'm just not sure that that's what we should
do. And by the way, if you want to watch us be idiots, you can go to ESPN975.com. We're streaming live with video.
What does that say? Q-Dini?
Q-Dini.
Q-Dini wants to get in here. On ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Q-Dini?
Hey, guys. Hey, great show. You guys have the fastest times in the business.
You
guys.
See?
That's a lie.
No, that's the fastest. Nobody's been faster.
Hey, I have to agree with you, Johnny. These whiny chicks, I mean, first of all, they get taken on to a free vacation.
Yep.
They get an opportunity to meet some great, well-off gentlemen that you know, maybe possible suitors. And then they want to sit there and cry and complain about it? I'm telling you what, they're ungrateful chicks.
Yeah.
My second point is, my second point is, when has Dale been to Madagascar? How does he know they don't have any talking animals?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Have you been to Madagascar?
You do make a point, Q. I've never been to Madagascar, but I have never met a talking animal. But you're right. They may only exist in Madagascar. Even though that was an animated movie, so
doesn't matter.
Clearly,
have you been there? Do you know for sure?
I don't know if anyone's been to Madagascar.
Well, how do you know it wasn't based on a true story?
Because the cartoon. It didn't say that before the movie started.
Maybe they're just being modest.
I don't know if that's the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, they did make more than one, so maybe they had multiple stories to tell.
Okay, again, the question is: have you been to Madagascar?
I said he has a point. I've never been, so I'm speaking out of turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. All right. Great point. Great points right there. Anybody else wants to get in? 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Okay, of all the things going on, we just had the NFL draft last week. We've got Rockets in the playoffs. We got Astros, the hitless Astros. We have got all the NBA playoffs. People, we got calls on the board. They want to talk about talking animals.
And the only one who wants to talk about the Astros is Gilbert.
And that's nonsensical. Yeah. Let's get who's going to be first? Chris, let's get him in here. He wants to talk about talking animals. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dale. I've known a lot of talking animals. Lots of them. They're all over the place. They call parrots. Parrots, Dale. Parrots. They got a lot of them in Madagascar. They talk. I don't know if you heard of that before, but you've been proven wrong, bud. Sorry, bud.
I have already admitted to be proven wrong. I've never been to Madagascar. They may very well be talking animals.
You're making judgments about stuff you're ignorant to.
They got talking animals at the zoo. They're down there at the zoo. They're talking.
I never saw Madagascar. Is that one of the
animated
characters?
Movies. Is that one of the characters? I have no idea.
I don't either.
Chris, have you run into any other talking animals besides parrots?
I've seen some talking animals on the YouTube.
On the
dogs that say mama.
Are you the German Shepherd dog who talks like the guy, like the dog on YouTube? Is that you, Chris?
Am I? I'm not a dog. No. Those are good dogs.
All right, we're done with you, Chris.
Your phone is... That's all.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you.
I don't know what voice... Can someone explain what he...
Isn't there like a meme where a dog, where there's a guy talking like his dog, and isn't his voice sound something like that?
Raheel was doing an impression of
somebody
yesterday, and it seemed like that's what he was channeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing that. So maybe that's where Chris got his voice from. I don't know where he got his phone from. Maybe he got it from Madagascar, too. Sounds like that.
Let's get Chad in here. He's been to Madagascar. What do you say, Chad?
Hey, fellas. I don't know about this Chris fella. I think you need to put him on the ban list. But I have actually been to Madagascar. I have not run into any talking animals.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean that they're not there.
See, we have an eyewitness.
Yeah, so they could be there very well.
See?
I only saw certain parts.
Well, somebody called in and said, well, they do have a lot of African hookers, though.
You know, that is actually very true.
Right.
Spend an evening there, you could find your way into something very terrible.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure about that whole African hooker thing. I don't know, but that's what another caller said.
And not just African hooker. He said cheap African hookers.
Cheap African hooker, which...
Where on a continent where AIDS runs rampant, you're going to try the cheap African hooker route?
I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Yeah, that's something I don't want to bring back.
Yeah, nice choice,
no,
Chad.
No, Chad. Well played, sir. Not getting involved with that. 713-780-3776. You think Gilbert's here? Let's get Gilbert in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert. There's no chance Gilbert's awake. He's been on hold for about 25 minutes. Gilbert. Hello?
There's no chance.
There's no chance. Let's wait for the snore, though.
Yeah, we'll leave him up. Yeah, just keep him on the air, Tyler. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I texted Tony Wiley. For those of you who don't know, Tony Wiley worked for the Texans, and he went to the Redskins, and he's been there forever. He's vice president over there now. He was in charge of the media here for the first years of the organization. Good guy, really. It was a nice move for him, I guess, working for Daniel Snyder all those years. I don't know. He'll probably write a book. But I'm like, I told him, I didn't see your name anywhere in this cheerleader story. They don't invite you to good stuff? And he's like, that's funny.
That might turn out to be a good thing for him, not being mentioned in this.
You would imagine. I don't know who's... we'll see how the validity of the story, because people are denying it, mainly the cheerleading director. She calls herself Mama Bear. But these are stories where when you're organization or franchise is mentioned, you're like, ooh, I'm glad I'm not in that one.
Yeah. Mm. No, that's one you don't want to be. But he's the guy he's in charge of communications.
He's going to have to answer all the calls.
He did say it's a BS story. Of course it's a BS story.
Well, he's talking to a guy who's on the radio. Of course it's a terrible story. Yes. It's wrong. Nothing happened.
Nothing. That's all
we would never invite our clients and suite holders to watch our cheerleaders pose naked.
By the way, that is Dr. Dre says that's not Chris, that's Bernie the Wolf. Why did we not have Bernie the Wolf on after the draft? Can we get Bernie the Wolf on? I'm sure we can get Bernie the Wolf on here. We haven't even talked to him about the NFL draft and all the picks that he had right. The NFL draft is Bernie the Wolf time, right? Maybe Bernie the Wolf will call in on his way to the airport. Or
why
something.
Would he? Why do you know that he's on his way traveling. To the airport?
He's traveling.
Huh. Do you have a location?
I don't know. I heard that Bernie the Wolf was traveling. I'm sure he's going from city to city to explain their drafts the local media.
Can't he just do that on the phone? Why does he have to go to each city?
He's old school.
Yeah. He wants to be
there. There have been phones around for 100 plus years. What do you mean old school? He can talk on the phone.
Maybe, just maybe, Bernie the Wolf can call in and he can give us an update on his draft and how everything worked out.
Hopefully his kids are already in school.
Yeah, since he's not working today. James is here with us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
Just a quick comment on the whole Madagascar animals. They actually started at zoos in the U.S., and there was a shipping incident. They ended up in Madagascar.
Oh.
So
we had talking animals, and we sent them to Madagascar accidentally?
But they weren't, it was an accident. They weren't supposed to go to Madagascar.
Right. They were going to other zoos, and...
Oh, so they ended up like in the real jungle and they were tame and then they had to learn how to be in the wild. Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
No idea. I've never seen Madagascar.
That is the plot to
the
movie.
That's the plot.
Yes.
Okay. I just figured out an entire movie. Yes. Okay.
Thank you,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, just want to throw that in there, guys.
Right.
They're here. They're sneaking around at night or something.
Right. Okay. So, all right then. Well. Then maybe there aren't any left there because they were domesticated and they got killed by the wild animals.
As it turns out, the wild animals adapted along with the tame animals and they became friends and they had singing numbers. They sang and stuff. It was an interesting way to, you know, to plot out an animated movie. Apparently, the only thing we've talked about that's resonated is Madagascar and talking animals, because now I've got people saying, well, Del, ravens talk. Do they?
What?
Do ravens talk?
Well, I don't know. And I've seen Game of Thrones. They talk to them and they understand.
No. They have like little messages on their...
I know. So they understand where they're supposed to go.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Yeah.
How do they know?
And oh, by the way, they get there in a hurry.
They get there faster than any human could. Well, they have wings, John. They're flying.
Yeah. But, well, I get that. But like, you know, when you're stuck on a little piece of ice... And you send from Canada, and you send a raven all the way down to the tip of Florida, and
we don't know how long they're on that block of ice.
Okay,
we don't know how long they could have been waiting there for weeks for Danny and her dragons.
Oh, really?
There. Yes.
Weeks? Okay. Don't you think they would have been dying of starvation?
No, they ate the dead guys,
and they were strong enough to fight without food for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or could
have. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but riding a horse from Florida to Canada is going to take longer than 2 weeks.
So you are still on the whole, hey, let's watch these guys ride horses instead of just getting to the cut of the show.
No, I just like it to be somewhere in the neighborhood.
So what would you like? Would you like exposition where they actually talk about how long they've been on these horses, or like something on the screen that says 2 weeks later? That's what you want?
Maybe. Okay. 2 weeks later with everybody laying on the ice and just... like dying of starvation. Yeah, that's what I would like.
That's a bad way to plot out a TV show. I'm just saying. It's a bad way. When you're only doing 7 episodes a season, that's a bad way to do it.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, there are a couple of holes in Homeland. I just finished Homeland's season.
And you're a little disturbed by things they didn't...
Yeah, I don't know. They all of a sudden had the same clothing as the Russians that were invading a place, and for somehow they had the same hoods and masks and black jackets that the Russians had. And oh, by the way, they carried wigs in.
I just call
that nobody
that,
knew they
I
had.
I just call that proper planning, John.
You think that's proper planning?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Brother Bear mentions, well, those ravens are pretty well. The ravens don't have to fight Houston traffic, so they.
Oh, that is true.
They are pretty fast.
That is true.
They get to fly above everything. I just don't know how fast a raven... I don't think a raven flies at the speed of sound.
Right.
That might be the biggest issue of Game of Thrones and their ravens.
According to a bird migration Google search, it takes hummingbirds who usually stay on the Gulf Coast. They travel down to Central America, and it takes them 18 to 22 hours.
See? Game of Thrones.
Wait a minute.
Based in science.
From the Gulf Coast to where?
To Central America. So
Central America.
So basically Costa Rica.
Okay. All right. But from the Gulf Coast to Canada.
Well, the ravens are faster than hummingbirds. Bigger wings. So obviously they're going to get to a place faster than a hummingbird.
And then you're going to be able to take an entire army all the way up to Canada?
The horses are faster than the ravens, and so is the dragon.
Okay. Yeah. Makes no sense. All right, my story is up on Sports Map. Freddie just put it up there. Another plea for Kyle Tucker. A lot of stuff in there about this Astros offense.
But you guys don't care about that.
None of it is positive.
You care about talking animals. And cheerleaders.
Forget the birds. How fast are the dragons? Really fast.
They're the fastest thing on
fastest
earth.
Fastest thing ever. Okay. All right. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us. I've been popping, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. As I mentioned, my article about the Astros is up. One mistake that I made, I was talking about Derek Fisher, and I wrote it actually yesterday afternoon. He was 4 of his last 10 before last night. He was 0-3 last night. I said he's 4 for his last 10 with two homers. But that was before last night where he was 0-3 with two strikeouts. I thought it was criminal. So he homers, and then the next night he plays, and he gets a single. And so he was 3-4-6, actually. Gets a day off against Minaya, which was a good move because that's a tough lefty. Then bats again on Saturday. He gets a hit in 4 at-bats, a home run, a 2-run homer, and then sits until Wednesday, until Luis Severino. That's how in the hell, if the guy is 4-for-10 with 2 homers and 4 RBIs, and out of the 9 hole, which has done nothing, out of the left field position, which has done nothing, then you sit him for 3 days.
I don't know if there is a valid explanation. I'm sure AJ Hinch, numbers-wise or whatever reason, trusts other guys, whatever it may be for his reasoning for not playing him. But I don't think on a base level as a fan watching or even a person doing this can see, yeah, Derek Fisher shouldn't be playing. You put him in the 9 hole and he's productive, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to people who don't hit the baseball on a team who struggles to hit the baseball. And it leads me to this question. AJ Hinch has his World Series, so any fan who takes issue with you or anyone else criticizing him says, well, we did just win a World Series title. How long does that last? Where that excuse is enough for people to say, shut up.
He at least has some leeway this year. I mean, but, you know, he made a mistake. He made mistakes the other night. And he is making mistakes with this lineup. He made the mistake of not walking Gary Sanchez the other night. That was a mistake. That was a managerial mistake. In the post game, he was like, well, I don't know if you can find that, Tyler. But he said, well, if you walk the guy, then you could throw a wild pitch. Or if they could hit a fly ball. Well, you could throw a wild pitch or throw a fly, and they could hit a fly ball with the base full. What are you talking about? If the base is the only worry that you have when you load the bases is a walk or a hit batter. And Giles has 0 walks this year. 0.
One of his positives, yeah. He doesn't walk guys.
No, that's why we love Giles.
Do we love Giles?
Yeah.
We loved him for 7 straight appearances. And it wasn't even real love. It was like, we're looking for an upgrade at all points, but thank you for being somewhat capable.
Listen, AJ is not infallible. Jeff Luhnow is not. He's done an unbelievable job. They won the World Series that was the best ever. AJ's the greatest manager here. This team was the greatest team here. Jeff Luhnow's the greatest general manager here. All of that stuff. That doesn't mean they're infallible and they don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that they maybe are slow. But you know, patience was a virtue for both of them last year. And here's another thing that I didn't bring up in the article is that you are probably in this. This happens with general managers and managers. You won it all, so you have an affinity for those guys, and that's natural. You now, Jake Mariznick wasn't on the post-season team because he was injured, but Evan Gattis, I'm sure you have an affinity towards him. You love the caveman. He doesn't wear gloves. We know that. And he's probably a great locker room guy. Tony Sipp, you just like to have him around, that fella.
Well, they are paying him $6 million.
Yeah, that's a problem. No, but Giles, you know what? He did save you 34 games last year. You like the guys. Jake Mariznick, everybody loved. When he came back, I remember there was a giant, everybody was just thrilled to have Jake back. But, and I'm not saying be the Patriots, but this is a business, man. And if Mariznick's not hitting, if Gattis isn't hitting, I mean, you're punishing, right now, you're punishing Verlander. You're punishing Cole. You're punishing even Keuchel. You're punishing these guys, and it's hurting the team, and that kind of stuff doesn't play well. Now, everybody's got a ring, and they will forever have a ring, and I'm sure that those guys, too, would be like, oh, man, we're breaking up the team. Well, no, it's time. It's time that do you want to do it again this year? Because I don't want you to be the Patriots that, oh, well, yeah, we won. See you, Richard Seymour. See you, Ty Law.
Well,
see
why don't you want them to be the Patriots when they continue to win?
Because I have a heart. Okay,
you do. You just called all those Redskin cheerleaders whiny biznotches.
Well, if the wine fits, we'll drink it.
what? What?
Well, that's not. That's different.
How?
That's way, way different.
Because they're women. You don't care so much. Okay. There's my answer.
So. No, that's not why. So what I'm saying is that it's hard that you got to make tough decisions sometimes.
Look, if Evan Gattis is striking out in September and you're actually in a race, you're going to wish you were the Patriots and you found a way to improve.
Well, Evan Gattis is striking out now and you might not be in a race. Now, you're still going to win the division and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? How much tougher is the road going to be when you're when you got game 7 in New York and not here?
Now, I understand you like your guys. You want to keep them around, even from a fan perspective. Hey, those guys won us the World Series, but it can get old. And this is just the start of May. If this is still going on in July and August, and you look like, why are the Mariners and the Angels within striking distance of us? Because this lineup doesn't perform. I think that whole, hey, why aren't we the Patriots? Why aren't we thinking moves ahead? People are going to start to fall, are going to start to side that way. We have the sound of AJ Hinch explaining why he didn't walk Gary Sanchez.
Again, I mean, it's not a great option to walk him. I mean, it feels better because he hits a homer off the center field wall. But you bring up so many different kind of run scoring opportunities for them when that happens, hit by pitch, an error, wild pitch, sack fly. I mean, you can score without getting a hit with the bases loaded and one out. So,
stop. An error, a wild pitch, or a fly ball scores with second and third and first base open too. All those, okay? Just because there's a runner on first now doesn't mean the only thing is hit by pitch or walk. That's the only difference. See, AJ double talks sometimes. And I talked about it last year. In this article, when AJ was on with us, and I asked him about Springer in the leadoff hole. You only lead off once a game. And oh, by the way, Altuve is not a leadoff hitter. I don't know why everybody thinks. And I was like, well, I never said Altuve. I never mentioned Altuve.
That's a debate you're having with someone else, not on this show.
Yeah, not on this show. I don't want Altuve. Bregman's a great leadoff hitter. Bregman is walks. He's already got 20 walks this year. He's got a higher on-base percentage than Springer. And he is, and he steals some bases. He can steal some bases. Springer can't. So that is a great option. It's ridiculous. 93 times Springer has been up this year. 93 out of 128 that he's had no one on base. Carlos Correa has batted 110 times. He's had men on base 55 times. That's half the time. Springer, 27% of the time.
I like when you do math.
27% of the time, Springer has guys on base, and Correa has them 50% of the time. You're going to score more runs if your run producer has guys on base.
World Series MVP, John.
That's right.
That's all I will say.
And he could have been the World Series MVP. He would have won it easily, running away, had he been in the three-hole.
You say that, but all I know, all I saw was from the leadoff spot, World Series MVP. That's why we don't change things. We never change. Yeah.
Let's not change anything.
We always
anything.
Stay the same.
Let's not change anything. Changing.
I don't believe in change.
No. What?
I don't believe in change.
You don't want any Kyle Tucker up.
No, he would ruin the chemistry of the entire team.
It's way too early to judge Hinch's in-game decision, signed 790. No, you can judge his in-game decisions too after early. The game.
They're still leading the division. They still have the best record in the AL West. You cannot judge them 32 games in.
No. The other position in the order that's frustrating is the DH spot. I'd start considering McCann in that spot when Stassi's catching and use Gattis as the backup. Yeah, that's fair, especially against a right-handed pitcher. Yes, that's fair. I really like your Bregman to the leadoff idea. That lineup makes complete sense. Best idea I've seen so far. I may have switched Correa and Springer, though. I went 330 hitting in the first inning. Okay. So I get that. But everybody agrees with me.
Whiny biznotches as cheerleaders and switching up the lineup. You are on a run here.
Stop pointing out holes in popular TV shows, John. Terrible.
Yeah, no one likes that guy. We just want to enjoy the show.
No, we don't. I like it when you do math, John. Hilarious, Del. I do math, okay?
He is now Daryl Morey light when it comes to his analytics for the Rockets and the Astros now. He's big into analytics.
I'm all about analytics.
As opposed to, hey, dummy, hit. He doesn't do that anymore. He does.
Okay. 713-780-3776. We're getting all of you guys. You all have thoughts on this. Hummingbirds in Costa Rica. Keeping the same team hurts. Okay. Astros, AJ Hinch. You guys all are getting in here in the next segment. Just got to wait a couple of minutes here. And I've got to talk about John Clay Wolf. Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf is awesome in that he's going to give you more money than you're going to get. If you go to a dealership, well, their go-to move at the dealership is this. Give you as little as possible for your trade-in and then try to work you on the deal. But dealerships are not giving you what John Clay Wolf is giving you at GiveMeTheVIN.com. This is a fact. And John Clay Wolf is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Good morning. Just got off the conference call with our Thursday morning buyers conference call, being all professional and stuff, you know.
No.
Don't start that. And just buying a lot of cars, and market's high, and we're pressing as hard as we can. Corvettes are still bringing too much. Mercedes are already coming down. BMWs are coming down. Rovers are holding. And what else is really down? Diesel trucks are coming up again, and half-ton trucks. So that's the market report. And we really go by it. It's a commodity in the world we live in, and we press harder on some and pull back on others.
But yeah.
I've got a question. You don't think that our show will play well in California?
The Billy Goat that he gets abused in Louisiana. I don't know that that's playing in that liberal state. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're going to get some phone calls. Okay, when you do the Billy Goat that's having relations with people in Louisiana.
People in Louisiana don't seem to bother them.
No. Well, listen, can I tell you something? Louisiana and California are different.
So Billy Goat that gets raped won't play well in California.
No, we don't want to do that, John Clay Wolf. He did that on Saturday. I was listening to the show, and I was like, well, yeah, that's something that I didn't think I'd hear this morning. But it was interesting. And listen, if you want a car, if you want to sell your car, this is the only guy to sell it to. John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVIN.com. He's going to give you top dollar. So stripper cars aren't going for as much these days?
stripper cars are still good. Those Corvettes, oh. The Camaros, the V8 stuff. The strippers are still on the move, and that is all working well. But the Mercedes and the BMWs are what we got our brains blown out on this week. We lost money on all of them.
Really?
Yeah, the market's trying to come down. It's just, and Wranglers are coming down a little bit. So, you know, our margins are so close. We make $300 a car, so we've got to hit these things right. And we've got to really keep our eye on the ball. And go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you think you want to sell it, do it now because the market's fixed to come down.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Dell. Raheel's going to join the fray here in just a couple of minutes. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. We said we'd get you in right away. Juan, ¿qué pasó?
Buongiorno, Johnny. ¿Cómo? Hey, why did the hummingbird fly south to Costa Rica for the summer?
Why?
For the summer Hummerfest put on by the Washington Redskins.
Whoa.
What? Well played, Juan.
Juan. Got, oh, you got all elements of the show in there.
He did.
We met Madagascar and the Washington Redskins cheerleaders all in one.
That man listened to the show.
Love that.
And if you like listening to the show, and you know, sometimes we have issues with our stream, you know.
Never happened.
Once in a while.
Lies.
We keep mentioning throughout the day the live stream on ESPN 97.5. The added benefit of it is it's tied into the rate, the thing. The audio what? That goes through the radio. ESPN 97 stream.
Rate?
Radio. I just cut myself off. Relax.
What?
Relax. It's tied into what you hear through the radio, it's not affected by the stream going down. So if you don't want to watch us, but you still want to hear us and you're having some issues around town, just go to ESPN 97.5, click on the live stream. If you scroll down, you'll see it, and you'll be able to listen that way.
So yeah, you can put that on your phone, and you don't even have to watch.
You can just listen.
You can just listen. It's what is going over the radio.
Yeah, it's not tied into our internet feed over the stream. So as long as we are up doing a radio show, it should be good to go.
Let me ask you this one. Since it's going through our board here and not through the transmitter, would you even, if the transmitter goes down, you probably still would be able to hear it.
You would still be able to hear it, yes.
How about that? It's infallible.
We say that now. But as long as
is it? Is it coded so we would get credit for it?
Of course not.
Huh?
Of course not.
Huh? Maybe.
No, of course.
Are you sure?
We would have to ask.
I believe it does work on mobile too, though.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
But would it be coded for people who are?
Oh no, I don't think any.
Well, why do any of you think?
Any of that
I don't. I have no idea.
Works.
We'd have to ask.
Yeah, we got to ask.
But AD. It's just another option if you're around town and for whatever reason the stream isn't working, you can just go to ESPN 975. Make the live stream thing a thing for you, and you can listen to the show that way as well. Just saying, there's another option for you if you have problems with our stream.
And it's not the stream.
Yes.
So that means you won't hear the same promo
over and over again.
Right. You'll hear what's actually the commercials that are playing.
Yes. Which Todd would love.
Which is, well, that's, but that is annoying.
It is.
That stream, same thing over and over. It's terrible. Trevor is with us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
With AJ Hinch, you can't really blame him because Crane handed out all those rings. So what I think's going on is they're letting, like, you know, the popcorn vendors call, make a couple calls. So I don't think it was AJ Hinch's fault the other night. I think, you know, maybe the popcorn vendor from Section 200 made the call to not walk Sanchez.
No.
I'll hang up and listen.
Well, no. They are part of the team, John. They did get rings.
They get rings, but they're not making any in-game decisions. They're selling popcorn. They're busy. It's very busy trying to sell popcorn at the game.
They're still selling popcorn in the knife?
Yeah. They stopped selling beer in the seventh,
and
jerks.
And you hate that.
The worst rule ever.
Keuchel angered the baseball gods when he said if they won a World Series, he would shave his beard, and he has not done so.
So, look what's happening.
He's not made that sacrifice.
He's 1-5.
1-5 now. How you like that?
He brought that on himself.
Disappointing Dallas?
He was disappointed about the lack of run support. He didn't come out and say that, but you could hear it.
Oh, you could hear it in his voice.
He said he was disappointed. He didn't say about run support, but what else could he be talking about when his team scores nothing and he loses the game when he pitched pretty well? Had another quality start.
Yep. Who's in more trouble, Toronto or Houston?
Toronto. They had Kenny Smith brought it up last night on Inside the NBA, how Toronto has lost to the Cavs 7 times in a row in the playoffs in terms of just individual games. And he brought up when he was a Rocket and Rudy T would drop something, a game plan about beating the Sonics. Oh, that's great. Another game plan that doesn't work. That's what starts to seep into your head. If you never beat a team and there's always a game plan that the coaches tell you is going to work and it never works, he thinks Toronto's got to look at that and say, wait a minute, the last 7 times you drew up something, it didn't work. Well, why would this one work?
Apparently, that wasn't in Utah's heads when the Rockets were slapping that ass for how long?
Well,
and then Utah comes up last night.
Well,
Quinn Snyder must be a lot smarter
than Dwayne Casey
or Rudy Tomjanovich.
Well, the Jazz don't have 2 backcourt guys who have the nickname the Trash Brothers. The Raptors do. That their 2 leaders find reasons not to perform when it matters.
Wait a minute. If Kyle Lowry shot 6 for 21, we would be calling him a trash brother.
We would, except his team made plays, and also Donovan Mitchell had 11 assists.
Kyle Lowry could do that.
No, but as a first-time really point guard, it's something he doesn't really do. He averaged 3 assists in the regular season. He was right around there in the playoffs because Ricky Rubio has always been the point guard. And that the first time they say, hey, Donovan Mitchell, we need you to initiate offense consistently, he puts up 11 assists. So he found another way to get it done.
How in the world do the Rockets, the Jazz have 17 turnovers and the Rockets just 7? By the way, I didn't even realize the Rockets led the world, because Charles goes, yeah, the Rockets, before the game, the Rockets turn the ball over a lot, so they're loose with the ball. And then Ernie, right after, goes, well, the Rockets did lead all teams with just 8 turnovers in the Minnesota series. They had 7 last night, and the Jazz had 17. The Jazz were throwing the ball. The Jazz were the Rockets last night. Knocking down threes, 15 for 32, while the Rockets just hit 10 for 37. They played rocket ball, throwing it all over third row. It didn't matter. They were throwing, they didn't care.
Well, it's the second night in a row that the Jazz shot over 50% from the floor for all the talk about the Rockets' improved defense. The Jazz have been fine shooting. It just so happens last night, they won with math because they actually, more of their shots were 3-pointers.
That's right. And, oh, by the way, after that disastrous third quarter, well, that third quarter run, because they came back at the end of the, they just kicked ass in the fourth quarter. All right, I'm sure Raheel's going to want to talk about all that right here on ESPN 97.5. We will do that on the other side. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about my buddy Chance right now. Chance McClain is a great, great friend. I've never seen anybody. He did some work for us for Kincaid football, and he did a video for us, and it was like, holy crap, Chance, just put the edit down. And he was like, no, it's not exactly on this beat. I want it on the beat. And it was like, oh my God, why you got to be so conscientious? Why can't you just be like everybody else? And he's like, no, if it's going to be done, it's going to be done right. And it was unbelievable, and it was a great video, great video. Well, he's doing videos now for your family. It is called Heritage Films, yourheritagefilm.com. It's basically a documentary about your family where he interviews people, family members. If you've got family members that know the history of your family, they're older, maybe they're not going to be around that long. Maybe you don't have any kids now, or you have really young kids, or your kids really love that person in your family and they want to have them around for posterity. Well, then this is what Chance is doing. He's doing long-form interviews on camera, using videos, using all the pictures that you have, and he's putting together a piece on your family. Yourheritagefilm.com. Yourheritagefilm.com. It is awesome. I've seen his work. Go to the website. You'll see what he's doing. unbelievable, and you've got it forever. YourHeritageFilm.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.